Blog Talk Radio.
To bring it back with a tank of gas. Got to bring it back with a full tank of gas.
Yeah, but you
want to
prepay for the gas.
Did I prepay for it before?
First time, but that was the one who moves out. So
don't roll over to the same
party.
So we reservation. Oh.
How much prepaid was? I think it's like $7,000.
Oh. It's Richard. Are you there, Pastor? Okay, well, some of the scriptures we're going to go over. We're going to be in Mark, the fourth chapter, and we want to go back over those scriptures. You know, we want to be thankful for those that had words to say on Thankful Thursday. So we thank God for that. Amen. So reading Mark, the fourth chapter, and verses 3-13. I know that's a lot, but we're going to read that, and then I can read it out of the different translations as we go along. Amen. So reading from King James Version, verse, it says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Amen. So we're talking about hearing. Are you really hearing what the Word of God is saying? That's our question. So let me continue on. Verse 10 says, "And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? So Pastor had brought that out on yesterday, you know. So he's letting us know, once you know, and it even tells us in the word that once we know this parable, we will know all the parables. We'll be able to understand. We'll be able to hear the word. So reading it from the Message Bible, beginning with that third verse. Listen, what do you make a farmer planted seed? As he scattered the seed, some of it fell on the road, and birds ate it. Some fell in the gravel, and it sprouted quickly, but didn't put down roots. So when the sun came up, it withered just as quickly, fell in the weeds. As it came up, it was strangled among the weeds, and nothing came of it. Some fell on good earth and came up with a flourish, producing a harvest exceeding its wildest dreams. Are you listening to this? Really listening? When they were all by themselves, those who were close to him, along with the 12, asked about the story. He told them, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works, but to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories. Creating readiness, nudging them toward receptive eyes are open, but don't see a thing. Whose ears are open, but don't understand a word. Who avoid making an about face and getting forgiven. He continued, do you see how this story works? All my stories work this way. Amen, amen. So you see, Jesus made it plain to the disciples to let them know all of the stories works that way. And you know what I get out of that? He's consistent. We should be consistent as well. Amen, amen. Okay, now reading it from the New Living Translation, and I'm hoping patience really helps you as well as it helps me. Praise God. It just makes it plainer to me. And so I hope it's doing the same for you as well. So reading it from the New Living Translation, it says, listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on footpaths, and the birds came and ate it, shallow soil with underlying rocks. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shadow. But the plant soon withered under the hot sun. And since it didn't have deep roots, it died, fell among thorns, and grew up and choked out the tender plants. So they produce no grain. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as he had been planted, as much as has been planted. Amen. Praise God. Then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him what the parables meant. He replied, you are permitted to understand the secret. Did you hear that? He said, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God. But I use parables for everything I say to outsiders, so the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, if you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables? Amen, amen. So those who believe and are being led by the Spirit of God in his word, that's why you got to meditate on the word. You have been given the knowledge to know. And that's what's so important. I like that part. Of course, you know, I like it all, though. I like God's word in itself. But it says this parable that we have in verse 11, that you are permitted to understand the secret. So we have been permitted to understand the secret. And having it brought out, as much as Pastor brings it out, you know, he's like that farmer. He toil. He's getting us ready for the word of God, telling us the truth. It's about our eternal life. And, you know, it's up to us to get in that word and then meditate on the word, like it tells us over there in Joshua. Meditate on the word day and night. When you meditate on the word, the more the word gets into your heart, gets into your mind, and you'll be more conscious of how to love one another, how to respect each other, and how to understand. And you'll quickly go in prayer. I mean, you don't always have to be on your knees, but you in your mind, you'll begin to pray more and ask the Lord to lead you. And as you do that, God is right there. He's right there. Pastor was saying how the enemy, how, you know, Satan's so quick to snatch the word from us. And I think we had that in one of the verses as well. And that's his job. So that's why we got to be prayed up. We got to know God's word. We got to be ready. Amen. We got to be ready. And I have another translation, if you don't mind. And this one is God's word. Amen. And it's a reading. And if you notice, it's the same. But each translation is bringing it out more and more. So from God's word, beginning with the third verse. I probably should have started from the beginning. So let's start from the beginning and then go ahead, because I didn't start from the very beginning. I started with that third verse. I'm going to start with the first verse from God's word. It says, Jesus began to teach again by the Sea of Galilee. A very large crowd gathered around him, so he got into a boat and sat in it. The boat was in the water while the entire crowd lined the shore. He used stories to illustrate. Let me start over. He used stories to as illustrations to teach them many things. See, right there it tells you he used stories. That means he's talking to them in parables. It says, while he was teaching them, he said, listen. A farmer went to plant seeds. Some seeds were planted along the road, and birds came and devoured them. Other seeds were planted on